Jeremiah chapter 52. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He did evil in the eyes of Yahweh, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of Yahweh it came to pass in Jerusalem and Yehuda, till he had thrown them out of his presence, that Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. And it came to pass in the 9th year of his reign, in the 10th month, in the 10th of the month, that Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came, he and all his army, against Jerusalem, and pitched against it, and built forts against it round about. And so the city was besieged until the 11th year of King Zedekiah. And in the 4th month, in the 9th day of the month, the famine was sore in the city, so that there was no bread for the people of the land. And then the city was broken up, and all the men of war fled, and went forth out of the city by night, by way of the gate between the two walls, which was by the king's garden. Now the Chaldeans were by the city round about, and they went by the way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued after the king, and overtook Zedekiah in the plains of Jericho, and all his army was scattered from him. And then they took the king, and they carried him up to the king of Babylon, to Riblah in the land of Hamath, where he gave judgment upon him. And the king of Babylon killed his sons of Zedekiah before his eyes, and he also killed all the princes of Yehuda in Riblah. And then he put out the eyes of Zedekiah, and the king of Babylon bound him in chains and carried him to Babylon and put him in prison until the day of his death. Now in the 5th month, in the 10th of the month, which was the 19th year of Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came Nebuzaradan, captain of the guard, who served the king of Babylon, to Jerusalem. And he burned the house of Yahweh, and the king's house, and all the houses of Jerusalem, and all the houses of the great. He burned them with fire. And all the army of the Chaldeans, who were with the captain of the guard, broke down all the walls of Jerusalem round about. Then Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive certain of the poor of the people, and the remainder of the people that remained in the city, and those that fell away, that fell to the king of Babylon, and the rest of the multitude. But Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, left some of the poor of the land to be vine dressers and for husbandmen. Also the pillars of brass that were in the house of Yahweh, and the bases, and the brazen sea that was in the house of Yahweh, the Chaldeans broke it, and carried all the brass of those things to Babylon. The cauldrons also, and the shovels, and the snuffers, and the bowls, and the spoons, and all the vessels of brass with which they had ministered, did they take away. And the basins, and the firepans, and the bowls, and the cauldrons, and the candlesticks, and the spoons, and the cups that were of gold in gold, and that were of silver in silver, took the captain of the guard away. The two pillars, one sea, and 12 brazen bowls that were under the bases which King Solomon had made in the house of Yahweh, the brass of all these vessels was without weight. And the pillars, the height of one pillar was 18 cubits, and a fillet of 12 cubits did compass it, and the thickness of it was 4 fingers. It was hollow, and a chapiter or a top of brass was on it, and the height of one top or chapiter was 5 cubits, with network and pomegranates on the top round about, all brass. The second pillar also, and the pomegranates were like to these. And there were 96 pomegranates on a side, and all the pomegranates upon the network were 100 round about. And the captain of the guard took Seraiah, the chief priest, and Zephaniah, the second priest, and the 3 keepers of the door, and he also took out of the city and a eunuch, who had the charge of the men of war, and 7 men of those that were near the king's person, who were found in the city, and the principal scribe of the host, who mustered the people of the land, and 70 of the men of the people of the land that had been found in the midst of the city. So Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, took them, and brought them to the king of Babylon, to Riblah. And the king of Babylon smote them, and put them to death in Riblah, in the land of Hamath. Thus Yehuda was carried away captive out of his own land. This is the people whom Nebuchadrezzar carried away captive in the 7th year, 3,000 Jews, and 23. In the 18th year of Nebuchadrezzar, he carried away captive from Jerusalem 832. In the 23rd year of Nebuchadrezzar, Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, carried away captive of the Jews 745. All the people were 4,600. And it came to pass in the 37th year of the captivity of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, in the 12th month, in the 25th of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the first year of his reign, lifted up the head of Jehoiachin, king of Judah, and brought him forth out of prison. And he spoke kindly to him, and set his throne above the throne of the kings that were with him in Babylon. And he changed his prison garments, and he did continually eat bread before him all the days of his life. And as for his diet, there was a continual diet given him by the king of the Babylon, every day a portion, until the day of his death, all the days of his life. End of chapter.